You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast here called Bustin' Balls. It's about draft prospects and the future. I'm Pat Caputo, 97.1 The Ticket, our webmaster, Evan Jenkins, the rubber band man, I call him. He is here, and we do this. We talk about prospects, drafts, future, all of the major sports. Today's going to be about the Tigers, their prospects, and the upcoming 2022 draft. The MLB draft, which we have not discussed to this point, and we'll probably have a podcast or two. It's in July, and the Tigers are picking 12th this year, and it's gotten a lot of attention in recent years because Spencer Torkelson and Casey Mize went number one overall, Riley Green fifth overall. So the Tigers have had really good spots to pick in the draft, and it depends on what you think with Mize being hurt and Green being hurt. And Torkelson got off to a rough start, although he's been doing a little bit better here lately. What are they going to do this year? Because they're in a position, Evan, that's a little bit different. And there is a lot of pressure on the organization right now. A guy who writes for our website does a terrific job. Will Birchfield wrote a story that caught my eye. It was research I had not done, about how all these players that have made their debut with the Tigers, they're like way minus war, nobody's plus war, and everybody stinks.
Yeah.
Basically.
With position players.
Yeah, position players.
Unbelievable. And, I mean, they're all within the most recent five-year stretch, you know?
Yeah. You know, the Daz Camerons, the, you know, guys that made their major league debut. I think like the best one's like Jake Rogers or something.
It's Akil Badu with a 1.6, and we know where he's at right now.
Right.
Victor Reyes with a 0.9, and Jake Rogers with a 0.6.
And those guys aren't really top of the line guy, except for maybe Badu, but who knows what the heck is going on with that. But if you look down the list, you know, like Derek Hill, Torkelson's come up, he hasn't done much. One player after another, even the Castros, who everybody loves the Castros.
Kristen Stewart was a name that we heard a lot.
Yeah, just player after player. And the Tigers have been under a lot of heat, even though their pitching has really come through the depth in their minor league organization, but the lack of position players. Does this leave the Tigers in a position where in this draft, after they passed on Marcello Meyer, after they passed on Jordan Lawler, after they passed on Khalil Watson, all these shortstops last year, pure shortstops. And Meyer and Lawler in particular have really taken off.
Yep.
And the other kid's doing reasonably well, Watson. But not like Jordan Lawler really has taken off.
Oh, I know because I collect baseball cards and I
his stock
value
is going to be way out. He's got like 18 steals. He's hit with power. And Meyer's hitting like .333. And they're playing an A-ball. Jackson Jobe has done fine, but you know, people are like, where are the position players?
Exactly.
And it's like, well, Cody Clements to the rescue here, and he isn't that type of prospect, to be honest with you. And obviously, they'll get a shot in the arm from Riley Green. Torkelson is getting better. He has been. And he's held his own under difficult circumstances. Wouldn't surprise me if he does much better here. And, Kreidler's back. But, you know, advanced level prospects, not so good. Now, did want us to point out one thing. Cole Keith has done very well.
Yes, he has. He's the young kid that they got during the COVID draft.
Right, the 2020. Yeah, and they paid $538,000 to sign him away from Mississippi State. Hit a game-winning home run not too long ago. His batting average, his numbers are really good for what is essentially a full season of minor league ball now for his age. He hasn't even turned 21 yet. He's at West Michigan. And he's going to probably – I wouldn't surprise him if he ended this season at Erie. And he could be coming on, and he's a very talented athlete. And he's done well. And there are players like Pacheco and Campos, Christian Santana, Segura. Those guys are doing okay at Lakeland in low A ball. Not great, but not bad either. So there's some potential with a lot of their position players. It's just it's pretty far away. And they have this kid Carpenter that they drafted out of Va Tech.
Yes.
A couple of years ago. Late, you know, 19th round, who's hit 17 home runs already?
He's hitting the cover off the ball. I know he was just promoted this week.
His OPS is up, you know, was over 1,200 or something ridiculous at Erie. You know, a kid who was a junior college player that went there had good stats, but nothing that would suggest, even though he's a bigger dude, he's like 220 pounds, a tall kid, that he would have that kind of projectable power. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles AAA pitching, where they'll curve him a lot more. Erie's a real good home run park, not so much in Toledo, and we'll see what he does there. So there have been some good things, but you know, Dylan Dingler seems like he's a while away. That other Cabrera, the Cabrera they drafted out of LSU, he hasn't done well. Gage Workman has been very unproductive. So a lot of their prospects that we talked about from those recent drafts as having potential have not, especially the college hitters, done particularly well.
So where would you suggest the Tigers go in this year's draft?
Well, I would suggest that there's three players that if I'm looking at this, and I, you know, who knows how it's going to be. A lot of it's going to be about signability and all that. But this is our first talk about it, so I'm going to keep it, I think, pretty simple. But the three players that I think would really fit the Tigers in this draft, if they fall to them. Now, all these guys will be rated in the top 10 or top 12. One would be Gavin Cross, an outfielder from Virginia Tech. He has really, really done extraordinarily well, and he is in a position where he could turn into being a major league guy. He's taking a major step forward this year. Big-time power and good recognition. He runs well, and he has been a very good player.
He's
in the
big
ACC.
Kid, too.
Yeah.
6'3", 210.
Yeah.
Lefty hitter.
And he can play center field or right field. That versatility is something that, you know, I would look at and see as a possibility for the Tigers. I don't know if Jace Jung would fall to them from Texas Tech. His brother was an early draft pick a couple years ago. He is a second baseman. He has incredible, and he really has improved on this, ability to put the ball in play, hit the ball hard, and draw a lot of walks. He does not strike out that much. He's got a very unusual, unorthodox batting stance, but I like him a lot as a player who is a possibility to fall to them. And somebody that I would look at, Evan, is a possibility that they could take. And then I think the other one, and I don't know if he'll be available. I've seen mock drafts that have him number one, like Keith Law has him, and others that have him down to like 15th. That's Jacob Berry, who plays multiple positions, third base, outfield, but really is a bat from LSU, big time program. A program that Al Avila is very familiar with. You know, he likes his LSU guys. He acquired Alex Lang in a trade. He took the Cabrera kid a couple years out of there. He knows the coaching staff there for a long time. The former coach was a longtime guy that he knew very well. So there's a guy that if he falls to 12, I would think about. So to me, those three guys would be the three names that I would look at as we start talking about this early in the process. There's some other ones that could come into play, but I think if you're looking for hitters, and I think that's what they'll be looking at first, yeah, especially given the makeup of this particular draft, those would be three guys that could possibly be there when the Tigers pick 12th that would not only fill needs but be the best value pick there as well.
Now, with this draft, you mentioned all kids that are currently in college. Is that something that you would like to see them do more so than a high school kid because they would be more on their way to get to the big leagues more so than a high school kid?
Not really. If there's a great high school, look, Elijah Green from IMG Academy, Jackson Holiday from Stillwater, Oklahoma. His father was Matt Holiday.
Which it blows my mind that he has a kid going in the draft right now.
Yeah, and he's a big-time prospect. Tamir Johnson, a terrific hitter.
Yeah, 17.
He's kind of – and it's interesting. We were having this discussion a year ago. It would have been Elijah Green. If we had this discussion 6 months ago, it would have been Tamir Johnson. We're having this discussion now, it might be Jackson Holiday.
Why does that change so much with baseball?
Well, because they've scouted him more, seen him more. They played more elite tournaments. They've had their spring season. But those are the three guys that I would look at and say if there were high school kids that dropped to them, that they should consider signing. But here's the problem. If you sign a kid, like say – I just don't see any of those three guys dropping to him.
Okay, unless there was like a sign of
or Drew
issue, right?
Jones, who's Andrew Jones's son.
Okay,
all right,
yeah,
those are
big time prospects.
Yeah, those are the big four. If any of those guys fall to the Tigers, they would have to pay them the same amount of money that it would if they were taking one or two.
Okay.
The signability is going to be harder. So what that does, Evan, given the amount of money that they're slotted, that would make it more difficult for them to take high school kids later, in the second or third round and sign them like they did a couple years ago with Colt Keith, he's going to be one of their top five prospects by the off season. They gave him $538,000. They wouldn't have the $538,000 to give an extra draft pick.
Okay.
Because it's slotted now. So, that would be interesting in that particular situation. But those four guys are high-end position players. They're, this year's version of Lawler. They're this year's version of Meyer. They're this year's version of those top players that we talked so much about last year.
Okay, now there's another high school kid that's right in our backyard, Brock Porter, Orchard Lake St. Mary's. What do you see with him? Could he be a possibility for the Tigers?
Absolutely. But, here's the question. Brock Porter is the best pitching prospect that this area has had since Ryan Anderson. Remember the 6'10" kid?
Oh, yeah.
The second, from Divine Child, that was projected as the first overall pick in the draft until teams started following him around and they couldn't figure out from his father what kind of signing bonus he would want and all that. That was before the slotting. He ended up being taken 19th in the first round by Seattle. So that was a long time ago. And then you got to go back before that to Steve Avery. you know, was taken third overall in the draft, and his kid now is going to become a player that a lot of people are looking at. So
that one's more believable to me than Matt Carpenter.
Yeah. So when you're sitting there, Matt Holliday. Yeah. But who knows? Matt Carpenter's kid's probably some 10-year-old hitting balls all over the place. But that is something that when you look at the bottom line of it, he's somebody that they would have to consider. He wasn't the top pitching prospect. The top pitching prospect was a kid named Dylan Lesko, who had Tommy John surgery already. So I don't know if some team is going to take him and then, hey, you know what, you sign him and you have him there, and then when he gets ready, he's back, and then you bring him in and you bring him along and all those things. So I don't know. But since Lesko had that surgery, it's made Brock Porter's status. He throws 97. I've seen a lot of video on him. The ball comes out of his hand. He's tall, but athletic. You know, he has free movement. He looks to me like he has real good arm action.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On his changeup, okay. Meaning, you know, when he throws his changeup, the speed of his arm stays the same as his fastball, more so than you see in a younger pitcher like that. And there's movement on it. Probably has to work on his breaking ball from what I can tell. But very projectable. They said he's touched 100, but I don't know what device that was on or right. Whatever. It looks to me like he sits 95 to 97. Tigers will have a real good read on him because he plays at OLSM. Dan Petrie's son is the coach there, Matt Petrie.
Oh, okay.
So Dan works with the pitchers.
Yeah.
So they're going to know a lot about him. And
just
whether
threw a little no-hitter there the other week, right?
Well, yeah. And he's really good. That whole program, they got a couple other players.
It's a nice school. You ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there a lot. I used to play basketball over at the...
Oh, is that place nice?
Yeah, I think I played like against their football team in our four-way scrimmage back in the day. But, Ike Irish, their catcher, has got a beautiful swing. But, those guys, like last year with Mooney, their shortstop, I think he wanted $2 million. I think that's... somebody told me that. I don't know where I heard that. And he didn't even get drafted, because the signability factor.
Right.
And with Porter, it's like, how much is he going to want compared to his slot? He's signed with Clemson, which is one of those elite programs in the ACC. And, he's like Mooney, these kids are good students. They're in a position where they don't have to take the money.
Right.
To save their family or whatever.
NIL works in baseball, too. So.
Right, right. So, yeah, that's right. So there's a possibility that, he could outprice himself for what somebody wants to sign him for. But he is the real deal prospect. It's not some phony hype or anything like that. I saw something. He's the greatest high school prospect ever in Michigan. So I read an article. If you go way back, Noel.
More so than DJ LeMahieu, he's got a pretty nice career for himself.
Well, I tell you what, man, a few years ago, the first player that was taken out of this area, out of high school in a long time, was Nick Plummer. And Nick Plummer was supposedly such a bust and all these things. He had a wrist injury. He made his major league debut with the Mets recently. And got a few hits here.
Yeah, he had home runs and back-to-back games
Michigan baseball has gotten a lot better. There's a lot of really outstanding prospects. A couple here on Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, for sure. Some in the future. The kid from East English High School is going to Michigan. He's got a chance to be drafted. He was fast as 6'3", 60-yard dash. So, you've got a number of players. Okay. That are coming out of here. And I think part of it is that the Tigers had a stretch of success. There's been a proliferation of indoor facilities that have been built.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And the only problem I have with it to some degree is that it's becoming a little bit specialist oriented where, it's almost like hockey or golf. You need to have a certain amount of money to be on travel teams and to pay for your instruction.
Yeah, you need more than just a bat and a mitt anymore, huh?
Right, and if you notice, it's the schools that have been powerhouses, like Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, University Liggett has a really good program that's coming up, and a few years ago was Bishop Foley, but that was for probably different reasons, just because they had such a good summer program, and they tethered off of that to the high school. It's about the private schools now. If you look down the list of most of the top teams in the country, they're all pretty much private schools.
Yeah, pretty much every sport, too. Now, Pat, we've talked about what they could do up in the upcoming month or so, but what do you think is the current state of the Tigers farm system? I mean, it's definitely what they're going to rely on unless all of a sudden Chris Ilitch wants to spend $200 million in an offseason, which I don't think is going to happen. How do you think they fare going forward with what they currently have? I mean, are they kind of like flatlined? Like, is there hope? Is there potential? Like, I feel like all of their best is in arms right now, and they're coming up and we're seeing what they
have. Well, it is all in arms pretty much.
And is that enough? Is that to where almost they could start dealing those arms for position players?
Well, I think the one thing you've seen is that for every like really good pitcher you have, there's like 10 prospects. You know, because of arm injuries, uncertainty, the up and down nature, somebody will pitch really well and then something will happen. If you look at their organization, it's been phenomenal, and it's been a phenomenally weird year. I mean, think about this. They're pitching, even though they don't have Mize, they don't have Manning, they don't have E-Rod.
Yep.
They got the other E-Rod, and he pulls his hamstring and has to come out of the game.
Wentz.
Michael Pineda is throwing real well, right. And he hit the line drive, hits him right on the middle finger, which the baseball gods have been giving the Tigers all year. And with that, who did I miss? No Funkhauser, no Cisneros, guys like that. Just one injury after another. Joey Wentz pitches, and he's dealing.
Well,
and his spin rate was really good, and he was, you know, throwing the ball through guys. He was hit 95, and all of a sudden he has a neck injury. Who knows what the heck that is? And yet Bo Brisky's come up, and his metrics are really good with his fastball spin rate. And his velocity's pretty good. Fajardo has shown tremendous competitive character. With what he's done. I never would have thought Alex Fajardo would do that.
Yeah, he's been a very pleasant surprise because, I mean, he's been a long road to get to where he's at, and it's good to see.
Frankly, I thought that was a blown draft pick.
Yeah.
I know.
Out of Florida, and he pitched a lot for Florida, too.
Yeah, but he threw the slider like 5 out of 6 pitches there, and that slider, when you threw it in pro baseball, just got hit, especially at Double A. They just hit home run after home run off of that, and he had to adjust. He's not as good an athlete as, you know, Scooble Mize and Manning. He's just got awkwardness to him in a certain way and doesn't throw that hard with a high spin rate. And yet his velocity's up a tick, and he's adjusted his slider, and he's shown that, hey, man, I'm good. And I respect that a lot. And Wentz coming back like he did. You know, Joey Wentz is, you know, so okay. So you got Brisky, surprise. Wentz and Fajardo, that's really surprising that those guys have done well.
Well, even Elvin Rodriguez, who they got in a trade for, what, Justin Upton? So that was promising up until the point where he got hurt.
And you know what? I wasn't overly whelmed with him either. You know, I thought, hey, I didn't think he would do well. Alex Lang has come on.
Yep.
You
that's
know,
another guy that they got, for Castellanos.
Right. And so there's been a number of things that have happened that way that are stunning. And in the minor leagues, Ty Madden's had up and down time, but they've got Garrett Hill, a couple other guys that are coming on. Their pitching is really coming on. And they're going to be, pretty formidable pitching-wise. Truly, it looks. Because once those other guys come back, and not all of them will come back. You know,
sure.
I mean, this thing with Mize is, you know, it's
wild.
I've never heard of an elbow sprain for a pitcher before. I don't know what the heck that is. And, bicep bursitis, you know, I don't know with Manning, but who knows, you know, what the future holds with that. But that pitching could be special. And there have been some, you know, things with them. And look, when Green comes back, if Hill's healthy, they can maybe keep Hill in center field, put Green in right field. That'll improve their defense.
Yeah.
One of the things that's been underrated is their defense, after a real rocky start, has been good and helped their pitching staff. You know, Jonathan Scope, believe it or not, has been the most effective position player in Major League Baseball defensively this year.
I saw that on somebody's Twitter today. I can't remember. Yeah,
who it was.
It may have been yours.
Yeah. You know, who's checking out Baseball Savant? So there's a lot of things that are happening, and, you know, who knows? You know, I mean, a month from now, we might have a completely different perception. But, you know, the way it is, I mean, you know this. You take phone calls in addition to the things you do so well on our website.
Well, thank you.
You do. And, you know, you take phone calls for Doug and Gator. It's kind of your passion to take phone calls for those.
I mean, I enjoy. I like hearing what people have to say.
So you have a feel for this. I have a feel for it because I get all the baseball calls, it
Absolutely.
Seems. Absolutely. That people want Al Avila fired. They do.
They really do.
You know, and I had a call this weekend. Somebody says, "Well, you're the one guy with the baseball chops that'll sit." But you know, here's the thing. One of the reasons I have the baseball chops is because I look beyond, you know, like, hey, the reaction to the start. the foundation of the organization, the things that I used to criticize them for, so pretty harshly. In all those years I covered it for Baseball America, all the ups and downs, and I'll spare you all the details from going way back up till, you know, this time. Al Avila has actually addressed that. The organization has, and Chris Ilitch has put the money into it. That's building an analytics department. It's building a scouting base. Their drafts, no drafts are going to be perfect or work out, baseball especially, but have been much more purposeful and much more sensical than they were for a number of years when I would look at their drafts and just shake my head and say, why?
You know? I mean, even through their glory years, we only saw so many of those players really come up and do anything with the
team. I'll give you an example.
Nick Logan?
Well, I'll give you an example. Over the years, the Tigers, you know, they've drafted college closers more than any other organization. Ryan Perry, first
Arizona.
Round. Yeah, from Arizona.
The kid from Texas that they got that was with
Knievel.
The Brewers. Yep.
You know, he throws hard and everything, but he had some behavioral issues. Chance Ruffin. Rick Green, way back in the day, who finished out the College World Series, pitched in one major league game. They had the first overall pick in the draft one year. They took Matt Anderson, the year that Ryan Anderson, you know, they looked at him so closely. Over and over again, they've done things like that. Guys who just have one tool, you know, not multidimensional players. College guys, you know, particularly from Vanderbilt. You know, they had a couple scouting directors that played at Vanderbilt, and it seemed like they took a lot of guys from Vanderbilt that didn't play. They just didn't play. I've seen this over and over. They took this kid Reyes a couple years ago in the second round, this first baseman who had no power, no speed. I mean, I looked at his junior college kid, man. I'm watching him at West Michigan. I'm like, why did they draft him? What was the purpose of this? They've been much more sensical with their drafts. So the things that I look at in the bigger picture, they've been addressed. Their analytics department is excellent. It's helped them. Even when they've had drafts, and you can point to other things, they did their due diligence in the right way. So I have liked what they've done. You know, like the Cold Key thing.
Yeah.
That's not something they would have done before. The only time I think they did that was when before the slotting, and they paid a bunch of money to get Rick Porcello out of Seton Hall, the high school version of Seton Hall, New Jersey.
Oh, I remember it well. It was like one of the first things I ever covered, and yeah. I'm looking at this 18-year-old kid like, wow, he's a millionaire. He's about to pitch for the Tigers. He came up relatively quick for the Tigers.
He was 20 years old.
I mean, he went on to do pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, he got a Cy Young Award.
I mean, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing.
Pitched in multiple World Series. It's
but for the most part, Evan, they had no analytics department. They had one guy. His name was Mike Smith. And it wasn't his whole job. And he knew the stuff. For the first time I heard about the Doppler radar, you know, the StatCast stuff, mm-hmm. was actually in a conversation I had with him in the little cafeteria they got behind the press box, just talking about it, and Dan Dickerson and I were talking to him. So he knew his stuff, but he was one guy.
Right.
And Dombrowski was a Mr. Scouts. He loves the Scouts. It's one of the reasons he lost his friggin' job at Boston, even though they won the title. And he's doing kind of the same thing in Philly.
Yep.
You know, and Dave's a Hall of Fame executive. He did a terrific job here. But, you know, that's being behind the times. Al had to put that scout thing, you know, a little bit to the back of what he wants to do. I mean, his father is one of the legendary scouts of all time, Ralph Avila and all this, and then build an analytics department. And then for a while, it was like, we got Caesar. What the hell is that? Yeah. You know, they were talking about these things, but they've actually put it in place. They've got a manager who can do it. They've got a pitching coach who understands it in Fetter. And, you know, so the basis of the organization is good. People don't want to hear that. And I don't blame them because none of that matters. All right? Ultimately, only thing that matters is what goes on in that major league field.
Yep.
And what happened early this year, and I don't know how it's going to be a month or two from now and all that, but what happened earlier this year was inexcusable to be that bad. They have all those guys hitting under 200. You know, and, you know.
But like almost historically bad.
But I have, it is historically bad. If it continues.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you this, though. Those moves, I didn't think any of them were, like, bad. And I didn't think they should get rid of Badu. I didn't think they should get rid of Haas. I didn't think they should get rid of Candelario. I thought Scope signing him for that amount of money was a good deal. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they should get rid of Grossman. All these guys that have not done well. I thought the Meadows deal was great. I didn't picture Isak Paredes coming back and hitting a bomb way up into the
two.
You know, yeah, but the, I didn't think he could hit the ball that far.
It was two times the amount of home runs he ever had as a Tiger.
It was like a majestic blast, that one. It was like, you know, it was like Giancarlo Stanton-like.
Yep, and they brought him up just to rub it in. But who knows if the guy has vertigo and stuff. I mean, you're right. It's the baseball gods giving him the middle finger, and let's see how they rebound. Yeah, I mean, they have played better as of late.
Yeah, well, as soon as you say that, though, that's when they tend to, you know, that Oakland series is the one that got me. When they lost 4 out of 5 to Oakland at home, I mean, that, you know, and I don't blame anybody for being, and not everybody's into all the minutiae things that I talked about here. We're doing a podcast in which these things are explained, but most fans, Evan, are not like, every day is their baseball day.
Sure.
You know, if the Tigers are good, they'll pay more attention. Even the sports fans, if the Tigers aren't so good, you know, they're kind of not going to look. And they were the one team that was expected to do well.
I agree.
And everybody's rebuilding in this town, and they're sick of hearing about next year.
Yeah.
And what is it with the Tigers right now? About next year. Really?
No, it is. It's sad.
It's sad.
It's, you know, people cry with joy. I laugh with pain.
Anyway, appreciate it. Don't forget, you can download us at the Odyssey.com. You get the Google Play Store, iTunes.
Spotify.
We're on Spotify.
Huh?
You know, check us out. And it's Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter and the King of KC.
Yep.
On Twitter as well. We always put the podcast up there. Till next time.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.